Hello, Margaret. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. So I am glad.
Spit that out and got it right for a change.
I'm glad that you're having a good morning so far.
Yeah. You know, else is having a good morning this morning. The Lady Mustangs of Gary Sims, Joe.
Sweet.
They are sectional basketball champions. Tell us what they won the WIC title a couple weeks ago. We know that, and now they're going to need some more wood for the old trophy case.
Well, I tell you, like they did back in January to win the WIC title, Gary Sims' Hedgewood Mustangs overcame Northview Saturday night in overtime 38-34 to win Coach Gary's third sectional crown in 8 years, advancing to Saturday's Danville Regional against Lebanon, finally getting the best of Northview, the defending champs, a team that had sidelined the Mustangs in the previous two sectionals. Revenge here in the postseason, very sweet, beating Northview on its home court. Aaron Sherfield had two pick threes, one late in regulation, the other in overtime to advance the Ellettsville girls. Serena Morris had an 11-point, 11-rebound double as Edgewood won its 17th of the year to advance, winning its first sectional in 4 years. Congrats out to the girls, the red and black. They move on to the regional. Top-ranked and defending 4A state champion Columbus North, now 24-1, winning its fifth straight sectional crown Saturday night, winning the Bloomington North shootout as they knocked off South 62-35. The Panthers of Larry Winters, after railing East Central in overtime Friday night, ended a four-game winning streak and its season 14-10, not to be Saturday against the best in the state, only 31% from the field, 20 turnovers against Columbus North. Meanwhile, 15th-ranked South will try to make it 10 straight and stay in the Conference Indiana title chase, playing at Columbus North Friday night. That will be our broadcast game from Memorial Gymnasium at 7:30. The Panthers start the week 15-4. North out after a three-game winning streak, which would be its longest of the year, Tuesday night. They play early at Mooresville tomorrow evening after dismantling, as you know, Edgewood last week with its best defensive effort of the year. Edgewood, who starts the week 13-7, plays on the road Friday night at Eastern as we kind of get back to a regular schedule this weekend for the fellas. Four regional wrestling titles in a row for Mike Runyon, the South Grapplers, six regional champs, and 11 qualifiers for the Evansville Wright Semistate this weekend. Paul Pinkham at 106, Luke Stahl at 113, Noah Hunt running along now 38-1 at 120. Also, Derek Blueball at 126, Austin Clement at 132, and Chase Dixon at 220 move on as regional kings. Chase is now 39-2 this year. South had a couple of runners-up in the third place as well. In outpointing Greg Ratliff's Edgewood Mustangs, who will advance 9, and regional champions Denver Aylott at 152, and Ty Robinson at 195. Ty is 39-3 now, and Denver is 37-3. Marty Hussle's North Cougs will send regional champion Hunter Dalton, having a great winter at 37-2 at 182 pounds, and five others to the semi-state after his fourth place finish. How about Phil Cole's South Girls winning its first sectional crown in 5 years and nearly lapping the field Saturday at Columbus North? Panther girls won 8 individual events, 2 relays, and dominating, much like they did when they won their first ever Conference Indiana title a few weeks ago. Dave Tanner's North Cougs finished second with a balanced effort as the city schools move on to state this weekend at the IU Natatorium. Action will start on Friday night. The Panther girls set a new school record, winning the 400 medley relay in 3:33.5. Taryn Roll, Phoebe Rensink, Selena German, and Mackenzie Luz getting the job done. Mackenzie won the 200 free, was just flat dominant in winning the 500 free in 5:07. Phoebe won the 100 fly, 200 IM, and Selena the 50 and 100 frees. Annie Levy copped the 100 breaststroke, and Maggie Gates won the 1 meter diving. There was one stretch there on Saturday where South won 8 consecutive events in a row. Maggie leads the divers now into tomorrow night's regional at Bloomington North. North Cougar Alicia DeMars was second. South's Karen Taylor was fourth, also qualified for the regional tomorrow night. Melinda Wang provided the best finishes for North, third in the 53 and 100 back as Coach Dave's crew posted 20 lifetime best, its best sectional finish since its 2006 title. Edgewood finished 12th. The boys' swim sectional will be hosted, by the way, at Columbus North starting February the 18th. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
And, Smitty, that's good news on the high school front. Plenty of stuff going on, and it's nice to get back to a normal schedule. But, again, Gary Sims, Mustang, they won't have a normal schedule. That's fun as a regional on the horizon there. Obviously, the Hoosiers had a tough weekend at Penn State. We'll talk about that at 8:45. But Super Bowl yesterday, Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Defense doing the work. That defense was really, really good. The football game was it's not going to go down in history as one of the best.
It was sloppy.
It was sloppy because both those defenses were really, really good.
Defenses dictate, win championships. Better Denver. I know I didn't see a lot of Denver play, but I knew that its defense was getting better. But, boy, it was cranked up an extra notch last night.
Well, they trashed Tom Brady in the AFC Championship game and had their way with Cam Newton. Four turnovers to two, and that's usually the answer there. He had a tight one until Newton fumbled with 4 minutes to go on his own 5-yard line, and they didn't make any plays, and Denver's defense did. Von Miller is your Super Bowl MVP. The linebacker had two strip sacks causing fumbles. And general.
Been a while since a defensive player won the MVP.
A couple years ago with Peyton Manning when they lost to Seattle 43-8. Malcolm Smith was the MVP of that game because, Denver was not very good that day. But the Broncos defense winning it. Peyton Manning, I don't think, changed his legacy at all. The guy's got 5 MVPs. In a Super Bowl, I think he's okay in the history books on that side of things. But football season wraps itself up. Basketball yesterday, we do need to pay attention, as Iowa was on the road at Illinois. Joe, they led that game by 20 points, almost wire to wire before the final score came in. The Hawkeyes sit alone on top of the Big Ten here on a Monday morning.
Yeah, the costly loss for the Hoosiers. They find themselves in third. So while that was going on, the winning streak out to 11 at McCracken Court yesterday for the IU women. And
great win.
Nice quality win against a very good Nebraska Cornhusker team. We'll talk about that at 8:45.
Hideki Matsuyama beat Ricky Fowler in a 4-hole playoff at the Waste Management Phoenix Open that nobody saw because it leaked into the Super Bowl. Fowler made some incredible pars in the extra holes, but it was his shot in regulation on 17. His tee ball found the water, found it again in the playoff, and that was the demise. The young Japanese, Joe, is going to turn 24 later this month. That's his second tour win. He's an unbelievable talent, just like Fowler is, and the game of golf is in good hands. We'll talk more about everything coming back at 8:45.
See you then, my friend.
Joe Smith time on a Monday morning. There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
And here's Joe. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning again, Michael and Margaret.
Hello, Joe.
On a Monday.
It is. It's a little chilly, though, so I don't have my sandals on. And I can't keep track of how many wins Terry Morin's Hoosiers have on the Assembly Hall hardwood, Joe. We're in double figures, I know that.
Yep.
And they are playing some really good basketball. Another big win yesterday. A Nebraska team that won 7 of 8 heading into that game. And the Hoosiers dismantled them. Tell me what I missed yesterday in a big victory.
Well, Jen Anderson did her job, first of all, on Nebraska's Jessica Shepherd, who's all Big Tenner. Hoosier mates followed suit in the defensive game plan that Coach Terry Morin cooked up for the Huskers. And the home court winning streak out to 11, its best in program history. Indiana advancing to 6th in the Big Ten with its 59-47 gem turned in on the McCracken court. Nebraska, who had won 7 of 8 prior to this one, left Sunday afternoon shooting only 36% and trailed by as many as 16 in the second half. Indiana forced 26 turnovers, good for 23 points, 14 steals for Coach Terry's women on Sunday. Indiana now with 7 conference wins, the most they've had in 6 years. Tyra Buss had her second straight double-double game with 17 points and 11 rebounds. Amanda Cahill, 16 and 13. Jen, by the way, Anderson, finished with 6 rebounds to go along with her 6 points in that defensive gym she turned in against the Shepherd girl. Indiana travels over to Illinois Wednesday night looking for the sweep of the last place Lady Illini. Indiana, good things continue on the McCracken court, 59-47. Congrats out to Coach Terry Morin and the women. So from being chased at the top after that Saturday night disappointment at Penn State, Coach Tom Crean's Hoosiers now the chasers as they are eyeing both Iowa and Maryland in third place to start this week. Hoosiers shot a dismal 36%, a season low, as the Nittany Lions closed this one out 68-63, hitting 5 of 7 from the free throw line, the final 114. Shep Gardner with 4 of those just inside the 13-minute mark of the second half. Indiana was in the bonus, hitting 8 of 10, 12 of 14 in the second half, but that was all negated by a rather sloppy 20%, 3-15 shooting from behind the arc. Indiana had only 7 total field goals in the second half, shooting a paltry 30%, and that wasn't certainly going to get it done as Brandon Taylor fueled Penn State. He hit 3 straight threes during one stretch, 9 of his game-high 24 to keep the Hoosiers from gaining any momentum on a cold shooting night. The Nittany Lions scored 19 points off of 15 turnovers to boot. 8 of those came the first 7 minutes of the game, which kept Penn State in it, confident, and hanging around instead of just coming out like they did at Michigan on Tuesday night when they did a lot of things well. Saturday night it wasn't to be. So it's Iowa and Michigan State this week, and Thursday night and Sunday, looking at the schedule here this week. That's a road game in East Lansing on Sunday afternoon, by the way. Michigan State plays at Purdue tomorrow night. Both of those clubs are 7-4. Michigan State playing well. They're on a current 4-game winning streak. Iowa, there they sit, alone at the top, 10-1 after winning at Illinois Sunday. They've won 3 in a row, so enough said there with regards to Thursday night. And by the way, that will be a 9:05 tip-off on the McCracken court against Iowa, the first of 2 regular season meetings. Well, Purdue has taken a 6-5 lead in the Indiana Governor's Cup chase as they knock off the IU wrestlers of Dwayne Goldman 18-14 Sunday over at UGym. Boilers won 5 straight bouts in the middle of the match, and that kind of sealed the fate of Indiana. Elijah Oliver, Nate Jackson, Jake Massengale, and Garrett Goldman came up with the wins. Jeremy Wertzman's Tennis Fellas lost to Notre Dame Sunday 5-2, snapping a 4-game winning streak. Earlier in the weekend, they blanked Ball State 4-0 and beat Washington 5-2. Meanwhile, good stuff still happening for Lynn Loring and the IU women as they moved to 5-1 on the year as they beat Western Michigan 5-2 and Moorhead State decisively 6-1. Well, in water polo over the weekend, the Hoosiers of Barry King getting a lot of goals from Kelly Matthews. She had 8 more yesterday in a split. They lost a tough one to 20th-ranked Harvard in overtime, beating Marist. So they, on the weekend, win 3 as the water polo queens take care of business as they beat Wagner 11-8 and Brown 15-7, beat Marist. So they win 3 of 4. Kelly Matthews, by the way, 18 total goals on the weekend. Elsewhere on the IU beat, Daniel Kuhn, who again, back-to-back IU track athlete of the week, Big Ten athlete of the week, won the 800 meters to lead Indiana at the Mayo Invitational up in South Bend. He took first in 1:48, and Nikhil McClinton broke her own school record for the second week in a row to win the women's weight throw, 68.25 for her. Sophie Gudermuth, competing unattached, was 3rd in the pole vault, and Sidney Clute was 5th as Indiana again came up with some nice efforts in the Mayo Invitational over the weekend, led again by Daniel Kuhn, who's having an outstanding year. So that being said, In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls kicking off your sports week tonight at 6.
Peyton Manning goes out in style. Or
maybe,
yeah, he did. Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he comes back. Who knows?
Well, who knows?
We'll find
out in time.
It's up to him.
Von Miller properly was given the MVP of the game because he made the most impactful plays. The Broncos linebacker strip sack Cam Newton, Joe, after a big replay went against the Panthers. Remember, before that strip sack for a touchdown where Denver recovered.
Oh, my goodness,
the ball doesn't hit the ground. How do you miss that on the big – Joe, well, I'm sitting in a bar having a birthday party for our good buddy Zach Osterman, and I'm having a beer, and I can see it clearly. We're talking about everything else, not even watching the game. You look up, I see one replay. The ball doesn't touch the ground. How do you get that wrong in your biggest game? It's not –
Well, even the guy that had done a Super Bowl game who was in the,
Mike Carey didn't get anything right. He didn't get that one right either.
Yeah, he thought it was a catch. So he thought
the ball didn't hit the ground. I don't. And remember, they came back and said the call on the field stands, which means they couldn't find anything to overturn it. I don't understand how that works, but the plays that were made by the defense in this game. And Miller's strip sack led to the first touchdown. Miller again strips and sacks Newton. With 4 minutes left to go, I believe, in the game. Or was that where? It doesn't matter. They made a big play there that took the steam out of it. And Cam's got to dive on the football there, Joe. He can't sit there and stare at it like it's going to pop
into
his hands.
Well, I tell you, Cam should have dove in.
What is he, 250 or so? Yeah, you got all offseason to be hurt. You don't have that game. But Denver's defense does it. Denver, as the stat that I gave that blew me away and it still blows me away, 8 teams have played in the Super Bowl and gained – less than 200 total yards of offense. Denver is the only team to win. That's how good their defense was yesterday. Again, congratulations to them.
Yeah.
The Hoosiers need to get back on track, Joe. They got off to a slow start in Michigan on Tuesday night, but rallied for that huge run of epic proportions. They got off to a slow start, decent start against Penn State. And after the game, when hearing that Yogi said, hey, look, it bit us in the butt, we didn't get off to a hot start, it looked like he was trying to spark them by forcing too much, but he didn't have any help from anywhere. And when Indiana doesn't get any help from Farrell, they're not too difficult to beat, Joe.
No, they're not. And as I say, those early turnovers, kept Penn State interested in the opening half. I mean, they didn't lead by more than 6, but Indiana didn't lead by more than 4 in that ball game. But as I say, what was disappointing was to get in the bonus as well as we've been shooting
and settle for jump shots.
And settle for the 3 during a stretch where instead of getting it inside and getting to the line or taking the ball from the outside to the inside, where they were hitting free throws, during that same stretch we were 2 of 10 from behind the line and ended up 3 of 15. So we traded good for bad, and it turned out bad.
Bad decision making. When they go in, it looks great. When it doesn't, it looks bad. And I joked about it last Wednesday. Troy Williams, Colin Hartman, and Thomas Bryan all had 3 fouls with 18 minutes to go in the game at Michigan. Doesn't matter when you're up 25. Boy, it mattered when you're not winning by or you're up 1 at halftime at Penn State. A little different story when everybody's in foul trouble.
Williams really struggling in the 20 minutes that he played the other night.
And played more than 20 minutes.
Start the second half, 3 for 8. He's hitting 32% over the last 4 games, Glass, and he was 3 for 8 the other night. Thomas Bryant, again, saddled with early foul problems, didn't get into double figures and had 8 rebounds to lead Indiana, but had only 4 shots. Come on.
He can't pass the ball to himself, Joe. Don't forget that.
Huh?
He can't pass the ball to himself. You got to have a team. You got to have a motif there. But when the 3-point shot doesn't fall for Indiana, they're a very easy team to guard, and there's no doubt about it. We hope they fix that. We hope the ball gets through the paint on Thursday, and they got a big challenge coming up.
Well, sure. Like I said, they're the chaser now, so the shoe's on the other foot.
They like it that way.
We'll see what happens on Thursday night.